Bugs bugging you? Plants looking puny? Water bills too high? Well, you found the place to get the answers. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with the Dirt Doctor himself. Here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody, to this beautiful day here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, wherever you are. Hope you're having decent weather. Those of you in the east, I know you're not. That hurricane just moving right up the coast, I guess, so good luck, everybody, out that way. Wherever you are, though, we're here to talk gardening, and if you can't garden right now, we can talk about getting ready to garden. Those of you with some good weather on this Labor Day weekend, love to talk to you. Give us a call and we'll chat. This is Dirt Doctor Radio. We talk about gardening from the organic, the natural organic standpoint, and we'd love to visit with you. Telephone number is 866-444. I wrote down 877. That's really not very smart. How many times have I done this? 866-444. Dirt, which is 3478. I've got a bunch of things to work in, but we'll talk to you as soon as you want to call in. We'll just kind of work the two together. There's a lot of gardening information being talked about out there. A lot of it we don't recommend, don't agree with. We'll try to tell you what we do agree with and what should be being done. At this time of the year, it's an important time because doing some gardening now is a great time to get a lot of things going, landscaping and vegetable gardening as well. The vegetable gardening that starts being planted now, vegetables and herbs really, it starts being planted now and goes through the fall and into the winter, especially throughout the South where the winter weather may be such that you can garden all through the winter. But even in the colder areas, a lot of the cool season plants really do well at this time of the year. We'll kind of be dormant through the cold part and then early in the spring season take off and you'll have some great production, a lot of fun and great production. We'll talk about some of those plants that you can use and anything else you'd like to discuss. We do have our contest underway for the naming of a plant and winning one of our natural organic certification courses. We have a course we put online. You sign up for it and take it online, 15 chapters. Take the course a chapter at a time, and then there's a little test at the end of each chapter. You pass all 15, you become certified by our Texas Organic Research Center in the natural organic arena. It is for professionals, but it's also for homeowners. A lot of homeowners have taken it. A lot of professionals have taken it. Both are giving us good feedback about the thing. It is set up so that you can take it at your leisure. And I understand this very much. I'm going through a golf educational video right now that I've taken several months, and I'm not even half through. So don't think you have to sit down and take our test all at one time either. You can take it one, and a lot of people are doing that. A lot of people are taking their sweet time, which is fine. That's kind of how it's designed, so that it's convenient for you to take it as you would like. The chapters range anywhere from 30 minutes to over a little over an hour. The golf one that I'm looking at right now, the chapters are all over an hour. In fact, I get kind of worn out with them, but learning a lot, it's good to do this. And I really think that this way of going is great. You don't have to make a schedule to be at a class at a certain time and all that kind of thing, which I know a lot of people that are working and doing other things can't necessarily do. So check it out. It's on our website. It's on dirtdoctor.com. Right on the homepage, you'll see a video of me explaining it and then just a still shot that gives you the information. You click on it, and it gives you the information about how you sign up and all that kind of thing. But for this morning, and people calling in right now, so may already have some action on that, you can identify the contest question and win one of these courses scot-free. That's the prize. We've been doing it for several weeks and had a lot of fun with it. The plant that we have up this morning is one that got a little good information for you that we'll get into once somebody identifies it. It's a fairly easy one, I think. The one I'm going to do, I've already got in mind to do next week, is going to be a little harder. I'll just warn you about that. We'll kind of go back and forth about that. My tea this morning is good. It's fennel, ginger, lemon, my apple cider vinegar, and then I put a little bit of store-bought tea in it as well, which has anise and hibiscus and a lot of different things. I've been using some Turk's cap quite a bit, but I'm a little reluctant to harvest too many of the Turk's cap flowers, these little red flowers that are blooming so well right now, because the hummingbirds are just really coming around and enjoying the Turk's cap. The contest photograph this morning is also a wonderful hummingbird attractor as well. Let's see what else next we need to get into. The next thing probably I'll tell you a little bit about, because there's a lot of plants involved in this conversation. We just got back from a trip to see Logan, my announcer, daughter announcer, and her husband, Bo. They are living right now. They move around a little bit, but they're living right now in Prescott. We have a radio station in Prescott, Arizona, and we're delighted to have you people on board there. They got in the business. Bo was in the business before they got married. He and his family, his dad especially, of residential property out there in the from Phoenix up through Prescott. And they've gotten, I don't know if it was by design or not, into renting out some of these properties through this website where you rent out by owner. And they're having a lot of fun, really having a lot of fun with it. And we help them with the landscaping and all that. And got into looking at one of their latest properties on this trip and had some fun, because the latest property has some acreage and there's some plants that I thought I knew what they were, wasn't for sure. Did some cuttings, went to the local nursery. There's a little native plant nursery there right in Prescott, which is terrific. And I think it's the Native Plant Nursery is the name of it. But it was interesting, because the plants that I was not 100% sure of, they weren't either, and so we had a nice little back and forth, and ended up naming the property after one of them. There's a whole bunch of oaks on the property, and they're real pretty little small oaks. They vary in size from what we would call here in Texas a scrub oak or shin oak. In fact, that's what some people call these trees out there. Some of them have kind of gray green leaves. They're small, a little smaller than our lacy oak, and probably more along the size of our vasey oak that we have here. That's a native Texas plant, but they're commonly out there called shrub oak or gray oak or Arizona white oak. This is what we determine. The tricky part, and this is good information for you wherever you are if you deal with oaks and other trees to a degree too, oaks are very, very promiscuous. Here in the South, and especially in North Texas, we have what we call generically red oaks, which is a good example. And the red oaks will vary all over the place, and they will crossbreed extremely readily. So it's very difficult a lot of times to identify exactly what the red oak is that you're dealing with. For example, we have a Texas red oak that's just terrific, and a lot of people call it Spanish oak, and that's one thing that gets confusing, I guess, is all the common names. But even if you use the scientific names, it's not a perfect science, because the Schumard red oak, the Texas red oak, the Spanish oak, the Canby oak, which comes from the Big Bend area, the Chisos oak, the evergreen oaks, all of these things are red oaks, basically. They're generically called red oaks. And their characteristics vary all over the place, from being a great big leaf that's similar to a southern red oak, all the way down to leaves on the Canby red oak that may not be longer than an inch and a half. So these oaks on Bowen Logan's property, beautiful little oak trees. I just thought they were terrific. Most of them that gray-green color, and we have some. We have one called Moore oak here in the North Texas area. Pretty similar, but these were very all over the property. The property got named after this oak, and we've learned a lot about it. We're calling it basically gray oak, but it does crossbreed, so who knows what all of them are. I'll tell you more about that and the other plants we ran into there when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. We've got people holding, and we'll get to the phones in just a minute. But let me finish what I was talking about a little bit first, and then we'll go back and forth here. The other interesting trees on the new property there in the Prescott area that we found on their property was a tree that we had a hard time identifying. It was in bloom with the little white flowers, had thorns. It was a little shrubby plant. We found plants from 3 to 6 or 8 feet, I guess. But I really liked it. Really had a light, airy look to it. The nursery people and I kind of went round and round. We finally determined it was called Buck Brush. They called it buckthorn at first, and that probably came from the fact that it has thorns. But buck brush is what it is. And those of you in Arizona in that kind of climate, this is Prescott's around 5,000 square feet, about a mile, I guess. And then one of their properties is up at about 7,000 square feet up in Walker. And this out in that area and other similar areas is one you ought to look into. We'll put some information about it on the website, but you can look it up under the common name Buck Brush, and it's a good one. The other one that was fun to run into, and it was one that we pretty easily identified, was choke cherry. And the choke cherries are interesting because they grow all over the United States, and there's several different kinds of choke cherries or cherries. Ornamental cherries, really. The fruit is not really good for eating, but it's good for wildlife. But there's real close forms of it all across the country. We have one that is a little bit different scientific name, different species. It's Prunus cereulata, and it's the black cherry or the escarpment black cherry, and it's great. I've got one growing at home, and I recommend it highly. It'll grow in a wide range across the country. But the other choke cherries will grow in even wider ranges, and they are Prunus of Virginiana, and they are beautiful. They have white flowers in the spring, real pretty fall color that'll vary from yellow through reds. And the one that they have, which makes sense there, is called Arizona choke cherry. But they're all very, very similar. And if you haven't tried them wherever you are, I recommend it highly. So those are some that you might want to take a look at. Real quickly on the SPCA report, so don't forget to do that. We're dealing the last several weeks with older pets, and there are just some terrific ones here that you ought to look at if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And if, wherever you are in the country, check out the pets that are available from your rescue organizations. But this one I'm talking about here is in Dallas, the Jan Reese Jones SPCA just west of downtown Dallas. And from previous weeks, Ray and Vader are still available, and both of them are just cute as they can be. They're older. They're in the 10, 11-year-old range. Ray is just a cute little white dog, little small one. Vader, a little bit larger. Schnauzer, beautiful. Doesn't look as old as she is at all. I think it's a she. Their pictures and information are on our website on dirtdoctor.com. And this week is a return that hasn't been adopted yet, and it's Zoe, 11-year-old. Black and brindle chow chow mix. Looks like a little, probably a little, a bit of lab mix in, mostly black, but she's really cute. Weighing about 36 pounds and in that 11-year-old age as well. One of the best dogs we ever adopted was Carmen, and she was, I think, about 8 years old when we adopted her. So adopting an older dog's not a bad thing to consider at all, and we appreciate your help there. Well, let's go to the phone, talk to a couple people that have been holding for a while, and then we'll get back to some in Howard's Garden stuff. I want to talk about the bad information that's going around about pre-emergent weed controls and fertilizers and synthetic high nitrogen fertilizers and all that kind of thing, and what you ought to be doing instead. But right now, we're going to go to Granbury and talk to Robbie first. Hello, Robbie.
Hey, I got a problem.
All right, let's see if we can help.
I've been trying to get rid of some bindweed and morning glories for about 10 years. I have dug and dug to China and back, and as soon as I blink, it's back.
Well, bindweed, you know, which is a morning glory. The morning glories can be, you know, look a little bit different, but they're kind of the same. The problem with them, as you found out, is anything you do to physically disturb them, every little piece grows back.
I get every little hairy root I can pick out of the dirt, and I've dug down till I've gotten the root almost as big as my little finger, and I can't get rid of them.
Well, I tell you what, I would try a couple of things, Robbie. One is when you get all of it out, you can, and then mulch over the area. When it pops back, just be real consistent about doing some spot spraying with one of the organic herbicides, you know, the strong vinegar or the fatty acid products like BioSafe or something like that. The other thing is when you have a pretty good stand of it and there's a lot of foliage exposed on the two plants, on the whether it's a morning glory that's a problem or bindweed, which is very similar, you might try that product called Agrilon crabgrass control. Have you heard me talking about that product before?
I think I have, yeah.
I'll tell you what, hang on. We're going to have to break here, and we won't be rushed, and I'll talk to you about it a little bit more when we come back. And for everybody, we'll get into the herbicide issues in general. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on dirtdoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we were visiting with Robbie and just started talking about trying to control bindweed, which is very similar to a morning glory that you can't get rid of very easily. Robbie, you there? The product I was mentioning, I would definitely try, and it's going to be best on the bindweed and those kind of vining weeds like that if you actually put it out when there's still a lot of that foliage of that weed there present. You know, works great on clover, and I've used it on false strawberries and things like other things like that. So it works on tough plants, and it's an unusual herbicide because it's made out of potassium bicarbonate or baking soda, actually, I think is the base now, and cinnamon. Cinnamon is the active ingredient. You wet down the area, and then you dust this material out on the plants, and it, for some reason, especially the fuzzier plants, which the bindweed would be in that category, it turns the weed yellow and then black and kills it very effectively, and, you know, is not a toxic chemical like the things I'll talk about here in a minute. Doesn't contaminate the soil and all that. I'd be careful getting it on your other plants. It probably would hurt some beneficial plants. In the turf areas, it does not hurt Bermuda grass, St. Augustine, zoysia, and things like that. It is a little bit more damaging to the turf for people up north that have bluegrass and fescue. You have to be a little bit more careful with it. But in general, it is a selective organic herbicide. Kills the bad guys, doesn't hurt what you want to protect.
That's ideal. And what'd you call it again?
It's called AgriLawn, AgriLawn, like turf, you know, turf grass. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer. And it's called Crabgrass Killer because the young feller that introduced it, that invented it, was in the maintenance business, and he primarily came up with the idea to take care of crabgrass. And then later he found out that it worked on all these broadleaf plants. Yeah. Give
well,
it a try.
You, so
you are in charge of that research on using the crabgrass killer for a bindweed, okay?
Trust me, I will do my very best.
All right, thanks.
Thank you much.
Let's go next to second caller in this morning, Earl, WCPT, Hyde Park, Illinois. Hello, Earl.
Hello there, dear doctor. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. What's up?
Well, you know, it's funny that she's trying to get rid of something that's similar to morning glory, and up here in Chicago, we try to buy the morning glory.
Yeah, this is a different kind. This little bindweed is a real weedy kind of thing. It's not a real pretty morning glory at all.
Yeah, well, I know I gathered that, but I was just thinking about the irony of how, you know, a weed is just a plant that you really don't want.
That's exactly right. You're right.
Yeah. So here's my issues with the lawn this year. Okay, my next-door neighbor believes that they have grubs.
Okay.
And so their maintenance people have been treating their lawn with some kind of chemical, you know, grub remover.
Right.
But I'm afraid that the grubs may run to my yard before they are killed. Is there anything I could do to prevent that from spreading to my yard?
Yeah, there's a couple of things, and you need to spread it to the word to the people that are using the toxic chemicals, because what I recommend works a whole lot better, and it's actually less expensive long-term, and it's a biological solution. It's a living organism, little microscopic worms that don't hurt anything except the pests, and it's called beneficial nematodes. Beneficial nematodes are available from, well, here in Texas, we have them available in the garden centers and feed stores and everything. And in the Chicago area, there may not be any garden centers that are really into all this organic stuff yet. But the good news is you can buy them mail order from insectaries that are located across the country, and they'll ship them to you properly, and you can use them, and they help not only with the grub worms in the ground if they're active and feeding, but also with termites, with fleas and ticks, with all kinds of pests that have at least one of their life cycles in the ground.
And my question then would be, how long do they survive the winter? Is that a yearly process where you have to apply them every year, or will they naturally hibernate and reinvigorate in the summer?
Well, the nematodes that are used across, that are sold for this use across the country, are actually native to the United States. But what you're doing when you're putting out nematodes in the way that I'm recommending, you're putting out a super population of them. So that super population is not going to stay there. You'll have some residue. They go down even though you have, you know, frozen ground. They'll go down low enough, some of them, to survive. But to get this good pest control, you do need to reapply them again the next year. I recommend for the people here in Dallas-Fort Worth area to apply beneficial nematodes every year in the spring, because they help so with so many pests that attack our garden plants and our other kinds of issues.
Now, do you apply them with the lawn spreader, you know, the seed
now,
spreader?
What you do is just get the product in, follow the label directions, which are basically to put the material into a hose-end sprayer and spray the area. Or you can do like I do. A lot of times I'm lazy. I'll put it into a great big watering can that has a sprinkler nozzle on it, and I'll just walk around and slosh them out. And you don't have to get real good, even distribution. But the thing that's probably most convenient for people is a hose-in sprayer, and it'll give you the directions when you buy the product.
All right. And my last question to you this morning, because I don't want to take up your time, because I am a novice gardener, and I have a ton of questions for you. But the last thing, as I indicated to your producer, was I have a lot of clay in my yard, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a construction site that they just threw a little bit of topsoil over.
Right. Common deal.
Okay, and so what I've been doing is buying a commercial product that claims that it's a natural product, all natural product for compost, that you don't have to work into the yard. You just spread over the yard, and over time, it'll work its way in and help neutralize the clay concentration. And the reason why I want to do it that way is because I've been gardening for 15 years, and so I have a lot of bulbs in there. I have daffodils, tulips, and calliums.
Sure. Now, applying it to the surface is fine. It's what I recommend. Ruth Stout wrote books about it years ago, recommending just applying everything on the surface. It is slower than if you can aerate or punch holes and get it down into the soil of, you know, some inches. But in your case, I would especially not disturb the bulbs. Just put it on the surface. One thing I would add to your compost product, well, I'd add some sugar. Dry molasses will help speed up the process greatly. Any kind of sugar will. And hydrogen peroxide, just the hydrogen peroxide out of the grocery store, mix it 50-50 with water and spray it out all over the whole area. And I do that first. And I do it one time. I wouldn't do it over and over again, just once. And then add some sugar, then do your compost to the surface. And absolutely, it'll get better every year for you and more productive. So it's a great way to go, Earl.
Okay, let me. I know I've heard you say that before. Now, how would you apply the sugar? You just get up like a 5-10 pound bag and just start.
Put it out like a fertilizer. Put it in a fertilizer spreader, and put it out at about 10 pounds per thousand per 1,000 square feet at least. You can put it out with a little hand crank fertilizer spreader. You can throw it out by hand. Any way of getting it out. You don't have to have real even distribution. All right.
Okay, can you tell me why that sugar works, and then I'll hang up?
It works because it stimulates the biological activity in the soil, fires up the bacteria in the soil, and that related to that fires up the fungus and the protozoa and the other microbes in the soil, and that is what speeds up the softening and the health benefit, the healthy condition of the soil more than anything, is the life of the microbes, their waste material, and their dead bodies. And everything we've talked about, your compost and all these other things, will help with that. Also, coffee grounds. Go down to the local store that sells coffee and get all the coffee grounds you can. Use yours at home and just throw them out from time to time, too. Help speed up the process. Let me go help some other people, but I think you're on the right track. Thank you, Earl.
Thank you.
Let's go. And open line is 866-444-3478. Here is Ella, Duncanville, Texas. Ella?
Yes. Hello. Good morning.
What can I do for you?
I have two questions for you this morning, Howard. First of all, I have a flowering quince
mm-hmm.
that has been beautiful up until this year.
Okay.
And I had some trash trees that grew up among it, and I cut those out. But it barely flowered this past spring, and it's looking real scraggly. It just doesn't have very many leaves at all. It looks like it's about on its last legs. And I want to cut it back to the ground. I understand that I can do that. Is that correct?
Yeah, it'll come back from the ground fairly well, I think.
Okay. And my question then is, when do I cut it back?
You could do it now, but it's going to force a little growth right away, and that mm-hmm. growth will be pretty tender, and you may get some freeze damage. So the ideal thing would be to wait and do it kind of middle to late-ish winter, if you can put up with how it looks till then, and then the new growth will be coming out in the spring and be better. It probably got a little bit damaged from the heat, would be my guess. All the heavy rain and then followed by the heat, maybe you didn't keep it watered quite as well as you, as you should. That's a plant that likes a little bit cooler climate than we have around here. I like the plant, but it does like a cooler environment.
Yeah, it has been beautiful every year.
Yeah.
For as long as I've lived in this house until this year. Okay, so you say mid to late winter. Are you talking January?
Yeah, I'd do it just before time for it to start budding. You know, they come out pretty early, because like I say, it's more of a cool season kind of a plant. So we'll be talking about putting out the first fertilization of the year in January and February and sometime during that period of time. I don't think it's crucial exactly what date it is. That's when you would cut it back. Apply all the material that we talked about just with Earl, in other words, the whole sick tree treatment almost, and I think you'll see your quince come back and do fine.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Now, my other question is fall perennial.
Okay, let me put you on hold, and we'll chat off the air real quick. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH-neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner. Or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number 866-444-3478. I talked to Elle off the air about something that's a topic I ought to pass on to you. She was asking me about planting perennials in the fall. And perennials are great plants to plant in the fall. And one of the things I suggested to her, she's in our area, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but wherever you are, if you're in zone 7 and 8, any of my books cover the plants that will really be as foolproof as anything. And one of the things, like I told her, you can do is just – my books that are on plants are arranged in trees, shrubs, ground cover, and vines, flowers – thumb through the flower chapters, and if you see something you like, read about it and see whether it's an annual or a perennial and where it's adapted and that sort of thing, and that will help you. There's thousands and thousands of perennials that will do extremely well, and the fall is an excellent time. Late summer, fall is an excellent time to get a lot of things planted. In fact, I'm going to buy some plants today that I called the nursery, and they said they weren't in real good shape. They were a little ragged. And that's fine. They're also on sale, 75% off today. And I'm going to get some things that I'll go ahead and plant, annuals and perennials. You know, when you get a good deal on something, you want to play around with it. Even though it's an annual, use it, enjoy it while it's flowering and attracting the beneficials and everything. And then if it's an annual, doesn't make the winter, plant again in the spring. Let's see what Ken's up to in Fort Worth. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Howard. I got a couple of questions and a comment. I'm trying to do about a 1,000-square-foot garden.
Okay.
And I've kind of heard two different things. One was first put down cardboard, then put compost on top. I have Bermuda grass in there. And the other was to put down molasses, compost, and then cover it and put hardwood mulch on it. Which one's right? Because the other one I heard was to put cardboard down and put compost on it.
Well, either one of those will work. The weed control barrier thing that we've talked about here a lot is the cardboard or paper. You put down molasses, liquid or dry molasses, then a layer of compost on that, then the cardboard or paper. If you go paper, you need to, newspaper or butcher paper or whatever kind of paper, you need to use probably 4, 5, 6 sheets. That's why cardboard works better. And then the mulch, shredded native tree trimmings on top of that, keep it all moist, all levels moist. But I will tell you this, the better way to go, that's a deal to do if you're not able to take it all out. The better way to do is to have a contractor or do it yourself, get some help doing it, take out 1.5 inches of soil before you till and get all the rhizomes of the Bermuda grass completely removed before you do the bed preparation. If you do the smothering treatment, it's going to work 90 to 95%, but you're still going to have some Bermuda get through it, around the edges, in the seams, whatever. So it's a second tier way to go. The best way is to get rid of the grass first, then do your bed preparation.
Okay. And I had won your course, and I finished it.
Okay.
And it's very interesting to me because I was a charter member of the 20 years ago or whatever. But the thing that comes out to me is do no harm. It's just so simple. Try not so much today that we hurt things. Just, encourage them. Do no harm to what exists.
Well, I appreciate you picking up on that. That's my basic philosophy, is to choose things that will stimulate and help the life in the soil and encourage the life in the soil. The things, the pre-emergence, the synthetic fertilizers, the things that we try to get people to stop that other people recommend, do just the opposite. They harm the soil and the life in the soil with every application. So good thinking, good pickup on it.
Thanks for all you do, Howard. I appreciate it.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thanks, Ken. Well, let's see. We'll go to Chicago, and then I'll get back to that more detailed conversation about some of those products. Charles in Chicago.
Good morning, Howard.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, I got a problem. I have a hydrangea plant I've had for about 3 years.
Okay.
It did fine the first 2 years. I've been putting down some organic soil acid defender.
Okay.
And I've only had one bloom all summer.
This product is a acid defender. In other words, it's a product that probably has some lime in it that's trying to sweeten the soil a little bit. Is that what it is?
I believe so.
Okay. Sounds like it'd be fine for your soil. You definitely will have acid soil there. In addition to that, Charles, what you need is some compost or some kind of organic material, like the dry molasses that we talk about all the time, coffee grounds. If any of your garden centers there have some decent compost or organic fertilizers, the hydrangeas, you're talking about the greenhouse hydrangea that has the big rounded flowers?
Yes, that's
okay. That plant just needs real good, healthy soil, and it needs a lot of moisture. It's one of the most sensitive plants you can grow from a moisture standpoint. So more of the organic materials, what you've used, I think is fine. Keep mulch on the soil. Be very careful about your water. Drench with the Garrett juice and spray the foliage with Garrett juice, and I think your hydrangeas will do really well for you. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else because I got to run for a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website's dirtdoctor.com, and we'll be back right after this.